Welcome to Locating Community Resources.
In most communities, there is an information and referral service that may be called such names as First Call for Help, Information and Referral, or Information Hotline. These services can help you discover what services in the community are available to meet your needs. Look in the phone book to see if there is such a service in your community. When you call, tell them what types of services you may need. They'll then give you phone numbers of agencies in your community that can help you. Think of family, friends, and neighbors you know who have been in similar situations. Call on them and use their experiences. Also, often people you know say they would be willing to help. When they do, write down their offers and how they can help so you'll remember to use them. Local public libraries are a great source of information. Also, if there's a college or medical school near you, see if you can use their library. Some libraries allow you to do your own computer search, sometimes for free. Computer searches can allow you to print the titles and basic content of all the recent articles written on particular subjects, such as Alzheimer's disease or heart attacks. You can read about disabilities, view video materials, and get information about local services. Do not hesitate to ask librarians for help. That's their job. Some organizations that provide treatment for people with disabilities also provide case management services, meaning that they help the person by linking them up with other service agencies and help them work through the bureaucracies that sometimes make it difficult to get the help they need. In addition, there are often advocacy groups that can help you. For example, the Gray Panthers or the Alzheimer's Disease and Related Disorders Association can help support you, help service agencies be more responsive to your needs, and work towards getting more services available to you. Contact your local information and referral agency for the names of any advocacy organizations that can help you. If you're responsible for caring for an older family member, support groups can help you deal with the stresses of caregiving. They can help you realize that you are not alone, that others have similar problems and concerns. You may also discover that you are doing a good job. Support groups can be found through an information and referral agency, the telephone directory, or the local daily newspaper. Several specific agencies you should know about are the Area Agency on Aging, which is responsible for planning services for older people and knowing what services are available to help you and your family member. They also have useful publications about particular services in your area. Case management services can help match your family's needs with available community service. They connect you with resources, act as your advocate, and help you function in an independent manner. Some public agencies, like the Department of Social Services, provide case management services to their clients as an ongoing part of their care, while private case managers charge a fee. Community mental health services can help you and your family with supportive counseling to help you deal with the stress and mixed feelings associated with caregiving. Help finding a doctor can be obtained from county medical societies, local hospitals, and through clergy and friends. If you need health services brought to your home or your family member's home, home health care agencies provide services like skilled nurses or aides, speech therapy, and physical therapy. There is cost associated with these services, but under certain conditions, Medicare, Medicaid, and other types of insurance will pay for some home care services. Call your local health department or community hospital for information on their home care services, or look up home health in the Yellow Pages. Homemaker or chore services are sometimes available to help people at home with daily tasks, such as shopping, cleaning, and cooking. Some government agencies provide homemaker services at low cost to people in financial need, and private businesses also supply homemakers for a fee. Respite care allows a caregiver time to leave the home and pursue other activities while a trained person cares for the family member. The person may come to your home, or you may take your family member to a respite center. Sometimes churches provide this kind of help. If transportation is a problem for your older family member, perhaps to go to doctor's visits or therapy sessions, the Red Cross, Cancer Society, or other organizations may provide transportation. Or your town itself may have a special transportation service. Check with your local bus company about any special transportation services it may provide. There are numerous other services that may also be available to you. Find out by calling your local social services department and other public and private agencies.